Steve Falterov Galair, Quig Radio Pubble, Kuna Scarif. A very good morning to you all. Welcome to Scariff Bay Community Radio on 88.3 and 92.7 FM or online via our website www.scariffbayradio.com. A very good morning to you all. My name is Dara Leamy and I'm joined by Matthew Jordan Allen. And we have a very special show today. Today, Saturday Chronicle is being broadcast live from Shannon Airport. We're looking forward to the next 2 hours and 20 minutes or so. So do join us. We have a great show lined up in a couple of minutes. We'll have Garda Dave Moran for Garda Focus. After that, then we'll have Fianna Fáil, spokesperson for aviation, Cathal Crowe. Mary Considine, CEO, Shannon Airport, will be joining us for a chat. After that, then we'll have Jerry Murphy talking to us about EI Electronics. And we'll have Adrian Silver, head of the Shannon College of Hotel Management. And finally, we'll have Donna McGettigan, councillor in the Sinn Féin party, talking to us about the Shannon Municipal District. Before we move on, the text or WhatsApp number to get in touch with the show is 089-258-2647. We'd love to hear your thoughts and views on anything you hear throughout the show. But first, as always, it's time for Saturday's news headlines.
Tullagh Country Market and Coffee Shop is reopening this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Tullagh Courthouse. All are welcome. Also in Tullagh, Flappers have reopened and have started with a takeaway menu. They hope to extend the hours to sit-down lunch in the near future.
Mount Shannon Community Market returns today, Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with new faces selling their wares, as well as all of your old favourites. Do come along and have a complimentary tea, play a game with your friends and make new friends. They look forward to seeing you.
Interfaith Kirtan for Universal Love and Peace will take place at Sunrise Farm in Whitegate this Sunday the 3rd from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. All donations will go to AMRIT, who are sending supplies of food and clothing to Gaza. For more information, email yoshna@yoshnamusic.com.
Tullagh Cultus will host a music quiz at the Powerhouse Tullagh this Sunday at 6:30 p.m. This is a fundraiser to help with the running costs of training the bands and groups for the FLA. This music quiz will suit all ages with prizes galore. All, of course, are very welcome.
Killaloe Ballina Family Resource Centre are having a public meeting to discuss setting up an active retirement association on Monday the 4th of March from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The main aim is to arrange social events, educational options and activities which encourage and support members to remain as active participants within the community. For more information, visit the website activeirl.ie.
Scariff Library will host the Junior Comic Club next Tuesday at 4 p.m. This time it's Scooby-Doo team-up, which is suitable for all ages 7 to 9 years. The Junior Book Club will be reading the book Waves to Be by Libby Scott and Rebecca Westcott for ages 9 to 12 years on Tuesday the 12th at 4 p.m.
March is with us, and that means Seachtain na Gaeilge has started and will run all the way up to the 17th, Lollapadraig. Our local branch of Cunra na Gaeilge, Craobh Iarthar an Clár, has a number of activities lined up to celebrate our native tongue.
As usual, the Scariff Community Co-op Cafe is the place to be on Tuesday lunchtime and next Tuesday, as well as Kind August Co-Luther. There'll be some games, Oscuilge, and you can expect to hear a few well-known songs, Oscuilge.
There will be a pop-up Gaeltacht on Friday, March 8th from 11:30 a.m. in Scariff Library. Co-Ross Bree Clihiacus Copante. The event is free and open to anyone with any level of Irish. Everyone's welcome.
And there will also be a wonderful night of music and poetry in the Scariff Library on Tuesday the 12th of March at 7 p.m. when the musicians and poets Emer Flaherty and Joanne Callanan will present Chalk House, a bilingual poetry reading with live accompaniment. And as they say, don't forget the life of a language is in its speaking.
The popular East Clare visitor attraction of Craganoan is set to undergo a significant upgrade during 2024. Clare County Council has announced a $1 million investment in the popular visitor attraction, which will reopen to the public on St. Patrick's Day. Visit the website craganoan.ie for all information.
A family constellations workshop will take place on next Saturday the 9th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Kilkishan Community Centre. Family constellations is a powerful modality that can help address blocks in your life and move closer towards the life you long for. For more information and registration, contact open.heart.field@gmail.com.
A gathering at Caramus with Green Mountain, a local trad trio, and singer Katie Green with Helen Hayes will take place on Saturday the 9th at 7:30 p.m. There will also be an open mic and food share. The air code is V94FKT3.
The Irish Hospice Foundation are inviting people to walk 100 miles in March to support them. You can sign up via their Facebook page and get a free limited edition t-shirt and a medal on completion. Walking improves your health and well-being. And for more information, visit the website hospicefoundation.ie.
Spring Serenade, Voices for International Women's Day, will take place in St. Mary's Church, Kilbane. The air code V94HX75. On next Friday the 8th at 7:30 p.m. Admission is free and refreshments will be served. The concert will feature the Shoda Chamber Choir, the Goonists and Lucia Murphy on violin. Everyone is welcome.
Scariff Bay Community Radio will be having our annual fundraising fun quiz night on next Friday the 8th in McNamara's Bar Scariff at 9 p.m. Tables of four are €20. There will be a raffle and finger food on the night. There is always a good value fun night. For everyone, and your support will be appreciated, and we'll talk a little bit more about it in the show when we'll be joined by Jim Collins.
Inishcaltra Gun Club will be having a wild game night next Saturday 9th in McNamara's Bar, Scariff at 8 p.m. Locally sourced wild game will be served on the night. There will also be a raffle. Admission is free.
Mother's Day is on Sunday the 10th of March, and this year the Hospice Foundation invite you to plant a sunflower in memory of their mothers who are no longer with us. When you sign up, you will receive a free pack of sunflower seeds to plant in your mum's memory on Mother's Day. Visit the website hospicefoundation.ie.
Quilcha is gearing up for National Tree Week, running from the 3rd to the 10th of March, as it launches a tree-inspired photography competition open to all primary school children. To enter, teachers and pupils are being asked to take a picture of their favourite tree or a favourite outdoor nature space and simply upload it to the Quilcha website. This year's theme, Planting Trees for a Greener Future. The website is treecouncil.ie.
The National Breast Cancer Research Institute is asking everyone to walk in pink for the charity and help make a difference for the many Irish women suffering from breast cancer by taking part. The walk will take place next Sunday the 10th. Registration is just €25 and you get a free pink bobble hat when you sign up. The website is walkinpink.ie.
Fiona Levy from Mount Shannon is running as a Social Democrats candidate in the Killaloe area for the forthcoming local elections. Experiencing the highs and lows in business has steeled her for the rough and tumble of local politics before she decided to contest for the next local elections in the Killaloe Municipal District. We wish her the best of luck.
Dance Master School of Dance are having Zumba classes for adults on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Whitegate GA Hall for just €7. For more information on all their classes in County Clare, check their Facebook page.
Cunis Wellness Centre in Feakle has a wide range of therapies to support your health and well-being. There's Mindfulness Mamas Meetups with Aisling, a herbal foot bath and guided mediation with Julie, and many, many more. Booking is essential. The website is cuniscentre.com. They are not a for-profit organisation who offer very good value for their therapies and would welcome your support.
Tulla St. Patrick's Day Parade will take place on Sunday the 17th of March starting at 4:30 p.m. This year's theme is Movies and Magic. Assemble at St. McCullough's National School from 4 p.m. Entry is free and the Tulla Pipe Band will lead the parade as usual.
Daffodil Day is the day when Ireland comes together to support cancer patients. It will be on Friday the 22nd of March this year. The Irish Cancer Society need people across the country to organise volunteers in their local community. Visit their Facebook page or website for events in your area at cancer.ie/daffodilday.
Slieve Aughty Drama Group's play Same Old Moon by Geraldine Aron had a very successful run in Mount Shannon Hall last weekend and all are very grateful for the support they received. They've started on the All-Ireland Drama Festival circuit since Friday and will be performing in the Clare Drama Festival in Scariff on Tuesday the 26th of March for anyone who missed it. And by the way, Slieve Aughty were in Charleville last night. We had a great night, so hopefully they'll have all the best success.
Women's Aid is a national organisation working to prevent and address the impact of domestic violence and abuse since 1974. Ursula would like to thank everyone who supported her walking the 80k challenge for this great cause. Over €1,000 has been raised so far, with more promised. Fundraising still is open until March the 10th. Please visit her Facebook page.
The Convent Primary School in Killaloe will hold a clothes collection on Friday the 22nd and bags can be dropped to the school from the 12th of March. Items that can be donated include wearable clothing items, paired shoes, handbags, belts, towels, etc., and duvets and pillows will not be accepted. That's the news headlines. Tune into the main news when we will have an update on these stories. And some music news headlines are compiled by Ursula Hogan and read by myself, Dara Limi, and Matthew Jordan Allen. You're very welcome to Scariff Bay Community Radio, broadcasting from Shannon Airport. My name is Dara Limi, and I'm joined by Matthew Jordan Allen. Before we move on to Garda Focus, you can text or WhatsApp the show on 089-258-2647, or you can email us sbcrstudio@gmail.com. Now we have Garda Dave Moran on the line, hopefully, for Garda Focus. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, how are you?
Good now, Dave. Thank you very much for joining us. Tell us what's happening in East Clare, or the county for that matter.
Well, we don't have much crime in East Clare at the minute. There's just one incident I want to talk about. So on the 26th of the 2nd, between 20:00 hours and 10:45 hours the next morning, a trailer was taken from the Flagmount area. Now, I say it was an old enough trailer. Now, it had a sheet of metal used as the flooring. A sheet of corrugated metal was used as the floor for the trailer, and it was silver in colour. It was taken from the Sleeve and Oar area in Flagmount between those times, if anyone has come across it. But they might see it might be left on the side of the road somewhere else, maybe. Give us a shout in Killaloe Garda Station on 061-620-540. That's about it for this week.
And would thefts of trailers be common, Dave?
It can be common, yeah. Like this trailer now seems to be old enough, but trailers can be worth a lot of money, you know. And an opportunist thief might be driving past and spot that the wheels aren't locked or something like that, and be gone with it in seconds, you know. So don't make it easy for them. Is what I'll say.
Yeah, would there be any sort of number plate or sort of markings on the trailer as well to help?
There usually would be markings on the trailer, yeah, the chassis number and that, but I don't think there was a chassis number on this one, but normally trailers would have them, yes.
Okay.
And there's no harm in taking a picture of it or something like that. It greatly helps us when we're searching for it, you know.
And anything to report with regards to our roads? I know yesterday now there was a lot of flooding, well, where I'm from in Tulla, and there was snow in parts of the country as well. Was there anything to report in that regard?
Well, I suppose I remember I was on a good few weeks ago with you, and I was talking about how to drive carefully with these road conditions. I wouldn't mind going over a few things, a few pointers again, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Considering the cold snap that we're in at the minute. I suppose the most important thing really is your tyres on your vehicles, you know. Keep an eye on the tyres. They say, I know the minimum tread depth would be 1.6 millimetres, okay?
Okay.
But when it starts dipping below 3 millimetres, you should really maybe get them looked at, drive into a tyre centre, into a garage. You know, the majority of mechanics and tyre centres would have no problem checking the tyres out for you, especially driving with these bad conditions on the roads, you know. They're the most important things, to keep an eye on tyres. I suppose, as well, I said it before as well, you know, keep the windscreen clear. You know, visibility is very important as well. And, maybe if there's snow on the car, there's no harm in cleaning it off the car first if you're able to.
Yes.
It stops it dropping onto the road and creating more bad conditions on the road. If you get me, a lot of slush on the road and that, which isn't great, you know, but maybe try and keep an eye on that as well, you know. And make sure you have water in your windshield washer system as well, you know. Just to keep the windows clean, because I know a lot of grease and salt can be going up on the windscreens and that. You know, it's good to keep a check on these things, you know.
Yes. And of course, while we're talking on roads, I mean, I've said it before on the radio previously, but since January of this year, we've had multiple road deaths. And we heard there of the poor young lad, Dylan Cody Coleman. We're here in Shannon Airport as you speak, and he was from Shannon. And our hearts go out to the family, of course. But it's awful when you hear tragic accidents like that on our roads.
Absolutely, yeah, it's tragic. Absolutely tragic. You know,
yeah.
Children myself, when I hear something like that, it is tragic. Absolutely, yeah. You know,
What piece of advice would you give to kind of hopefully prevent these from happening again?
Yeah, look, I suppose No, I don't know the ins and outs of what happened in Shannon. Obviously, yeah. I'm talking more in general terms here.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose, watch your speed, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in built-up areas, keep it at 30 kilometres an hour or even less than that, you know, whatever you're comfortable with, you know.
Yes.
Speed is a big factor, you know.
Yes. Try
and stay off the mobile phones as well, you know. You're not concentrating as much as you should be if you're chatting on the mobile phone, you know. You know, I know a lot of people have hands-free kids now, you know, but I say it's better to stay off the phone altogether, you know. Or that's my own, personally my own. I know it's not illegal to be talking on the hands-free at all, like, but still, you know, you should be concentrating on the road, you know. That's my own personal opinion, you know.
My father would be the same too. He'd never pick up the phone, even if it's on the hands-free.
He might be right.
Yeah, yeah. So look at Dave. Is that everything, so, before we leave you?
Yeah, look, that's everything, you know. Just take it handy out there, you know. If you normally travel, I'd say maybe 20 kilometres, 30 kilometres off your normal speed on the roads today, you know, there might be black ice out there. Keep that in mind, you know. Just be careful out there, you know.
Yes, yes. Well, no, listen, Dave, hopefully our listeners will pay heed to your great advice. Dave Moran, for Garda Focus, thank you very much for joining us on Scariff Bay Community Radio. Talk to you again.
Thanks a million, guys. All the best.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
And sitting beside myself and Matthew across the table, I'm looking at our station manager, Jim Collins. Jim, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, Dara. Good morning, Matthew. You're flying it.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here in Shannon, isn't it?
It is brilliant to be here in Shannon. And I see a flight has just arrived from Turin.
Yes.
So if you hear hustle and bustle in the background. But I suppose I want to remind people of next Friday evening, Dara.
Okay.
On Friday evening next, we have a quiz. We usually have one or two table quizzes a year, and we have one in McNamara's in Scariff on next Friday night, and they're great fun. They really are.
Yeah, I really enjoyed last year, yeah.
And nobody takes themselves too seriously, and it's a bit of crack. They might, if they find they're up on about 55 points and with one more round of questions to go, they might feel a bit, you know, get competitive. But it's great fun, no?
And just for our own listeners' sake, obviously this is a fundraiser for Scariff Bay Community Radio. So could you kind of tell our listeners, you know, what will the money be used for?
Yes. Well, Scariff Bay Community Radio is a totally voluntary organisation.
That's right. Yeah.
Everybody is a volunteer, and there's no salary, but there are a lot of other expenses. So, you know, basic insurance, for example, heat and light, replacing equipment. We have to pay for music. There's so many different expenses.
There is so many.
And they all mount up, you know. I mean, phone, broadband, all that kind of thing. So there's a huge number of expenses. But we're chipping away, and we do a number of fundraising things through the year.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the quiz, to be honest with you, because it's not just putting out your hand and looking for money. We're actually giving a great night as well.
Yes, yeah, fantastic.
It will be brilliant, you know, and the amount of crack and everything that people have.
So how many per table? How much will it cost in the night?
Yeah, it's €20 per table, a table of four. It's five or eight. So it's very, very little. Yeah. And we'll have great fun. Owen O'Hagan is the
quizmaster.
The quizmaster, yes. And we'll have great fun. So that's next Friday night. But I have, there's also another guest.
Yes, we'll let you introduce him there.
Well, fresh from his success and starring in Sportsline last week, when Leo and Pat were gobsmacked for once with the amount of knowledge and expertise on NFL that this man, showed. But we meet him today in his day job. And he's inspector,
the uniform and all, yes.
We're keeping our heads down a bit. But Inspector Morgan O'Donoghue. Morgan, you're very welcome.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And I gather you have an exclusive this morning to
I do join us
with exclusive
news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news from Garda Síochána in County Clare.
Oh, lovely. Well, go on, I'll let you fire away.
Very good, Jim. On behalf of Chief Superintendent Aileen Magner, a new initiative is being rolled out from this week in County Clare. And the initiative is called the Community Bus Initiative. It's a Garda Síochána community bus that is going to be tasked to go out to rural areas, especially areas where you normally wouldn't see a member of Garda Síochána. And what will happen there is this community bus will park up for a period of time and address any local concerns or queries or give crime prevention advice. And yeah, we're hoping for the public to come on board with us in relation to this. And for your own selves out in East Clare, I would be hoping that the community bus will be going to areas such as Flagmount, Whitegate. Do you know where normally you wouldn't come across? Yeah. You might see a passing patrol car, but yeah, this will provide documentation. You know, if you need to get passports done or anything, any form documentation, identification signed up.
Yes,
you can just pop in and
okay,
and get it done.
That's brilliant. And will there be like a rota? Will there, for example, in Flagmount, will they know when it's coming?
What we're hoping to do is probably engage with the likes of your good selves and Clare FM. And at the moment, I do know that the rest of the inspectors all over the county are looking for it already.
Yes.
We're sharing this community bus because of the new Garda operating model. We're sharing it with Tipperary County as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So there is a bit of a fight on at the moment, as you can imagine. But we... But we will do our best to make sure that all corners of the county will get an opportunity to see this bus.
Yes, and I mean it's good for the Garda Síochána as well.
It is
because I mean it means you're in an area not when there's trouble or anything, but when you know as to assist members of the community in terms of what issues they might have.
Exactly, and again, what we would be telling, like we'll have it today now in Shannon between 1 and 2 p.m. And basically, what we'd be urging is members of the public just come up even to have a chat.
Yes,
if they had any queries or anything that they need a bit of advice on, we're there to help.
I know. Well, we'll certainly give it every coverage on the radio.
Good.
And you know, we'll publicise when it's coming and where it's going and all that kind of thing.
Brilliant, Jim. I appreciate that.
Well, it is great to have good news